ATDF. I've concealed carry since the day I turned 21, and that's going on, 12 years now. So not necessarily that, you know, I'm pro 2A, but I'm not, one of the nuts that everyone should be allowed to own machine guns and this, that, and the other thing. Don't touch my rifles. Those are mine. And, you know, I think, yes, everyone should be entitled to own high-capacity AR-15s and pistols and whatever. These are not weapons of mass destruction, but for that exact reason, right, there's so much crime going on that as a father and a husband and you know, a friend and a brother and a son, I have a duty to protect the people I care about, and if I'm with them, that's my duty. So that's how I look at it, and that legislature, even if it is reality, it means nothing to me because it's not going to change how I act in a situation like that. Probably wouldn't even cross my mind if I'm being honest. And, Rick, keep an eye on that, because a lot of those lawyers on YouTube, I forgot what his name is. I hate that guy. He's such a clickbaiter. It's the fat guy with the glasses. He seems really dorky. Everything he posts is clickbait. During the suppressor regulation and all that crap, when that was going down, like, everything was like, oh, yeah, no more regulation. And, like, every video I watch, I'd leave a comment like, you're just a lying clickbaiter. Like, you're regurgitating headlines. You're not giving us any facts. So I don't know if it's the same guy or not. I can't remember what his name is, but it drives me nuts. So keep that in mind because there's a lot of them out there like that. On that note, I'm going to jump out here. I am at the office, so I will catch you guys this afternoon and maybe this evening. I think I'm going to play a little bit of radio. Everyone have a good day. NATDF.